Every human being believes in a force larger, more powerful and divine than himself, the Supreme Soul. Religion becomes a mode to express this belief. But this Supreme Soul does not adhere to any particular faith. It is above all. It knows no beginning and no end, no form and no shape. It is the creator of the five elements that made this universe. Thus, it is the creator of the universe and the human beings that are a part of this universe. Our souls are a part of the Supreme Soul and thus crave unification with it. When human beings are unable to see the Supreme Soul, their minds are beset with insecurities and doubts. Idols of God are therefore made to give a face to this divine feeling. God, an entity of the Supreme Being, becomes a medium through which the common man tries to grasp the abstraction of the Supreme Soul. The truth, however, is that God is omnipresent. We therefore begin with prayers that salute God. We then ascend to prayers describing Him, so that we get to know Him and our minds are purified with His holy thoughts. The next stage in the natural progression is to ask Him to grant us His blessings and fulfill our requests. That could be anything one wishes, a prosperous life or even salvation. These prayers found in our ancient scriptures can be performed by anyone, even in his own mind. They result in peaceful vibrations within the person and all that surrounds him. So, let us embrace God with choicest prayers from our holy scriptures, Vedas and Puranas that follow the path to the divine.